for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday morning, June the 26th, 1979. Summer camp meeting being held at Hamilton Bible Camp, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And this service is a teaching session with Reverend Joe Williams. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We'll let you be seated. We're going to turn all the young people loose with Brother Vincent here right now. And also while we're doing that, I'm going to collect all these green sheets back up because this is all we have and we can't let you have them. I'm sorry. Okay, Brother Vincent is standing at the back. You got your guitar? You taking it with you? Okay, get it around under your arm. And all of you that's going down by the lake with Brother Vincent, go to the back door and he'll take you under his wing, along with his belt and a hickory switch. Lord, bless Brother Vincent and all the young people this morning. We thank you for it, Father. Bless them. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now then, we appreciate the music and the blessing of the Lord that comes through singing and worshiping the Lord. But there's that scripture we sang a while ago over here. Where was it? Over here, 98 on this sheet, Jeremiah 15:16. It says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them." Well, this morning we're going to find the word of the Lord through teaching. And the Lord's going to teach us his word, and we're going to eat it. And Brother Williams is going to teach us first session today. And he'll teach what the Lord has laid on his heart. I've asked him to on a certain subject, but we'll let the Lord lead and guide him because the Lord does show Brother Williams what he wants us to have. But over the last few years, we have learned an awful, awful lot from Brother Williams. In fact, to be frank with you, we've learned more from him than anybody else. And I don't say that because he'll not accept that in the wrong way. I know him too well. And we just appreciate him and his prayers. And there's lots of you here who appreciate his prayers. The word of the Lord flows and works through Brother Williams in a way that's unusual, and to a lot of you, and to most of you, you've never seen the Spirit of the Lord flow and move as it does through Brother Williams, but that's his ministry, and everybody else has their ministry. But we all want to come to the place where we're holy and pure before the Lord, so there's a pure stream of Jesus flowing through us. So this morning, Brother Williams will come and minister to us.
Well, there's a beautiful spirit here this morning. Can you hear me on the back? Okay. Is it coming through to the back? If you raise your hand, can you hear me all right? Excuse me. The wonderful spirit of worship, and our hearts are touched, and we feel him, and it's him we want. I trust that you've come here to meet him. I trust that that's the sole purpose of your effort made to be here, is to see him, learn more about him, and in some way understand better how to adjust your life to his perfect will. He's our model. He's our example. Christianity is Christ, and everything about him is just wonderful. There is no fault in him. He is perfectness plus. If you want to know what a Christian is supposed to be, look at the model. Look at Jesus. Don't look at your neighbor, at the minister, though that's his responsibility to look like him, to act like him, to talk like him, and to flow out and give an image of him who he represents. That's our responsibility. Yet I'm sorry to say there's a lot of defects in us. And if you want to see something perfect, look beyond the minister and see the one that stands behind. And as you look at him, somehow there begins a work within you. And that's the Holy Spirit encouraging you, loving you, gently pulling you up to the Master, to get you like Mary of old, as was mentioned last night, at his feet. Just look at him, and the more you look at him, the bigger and sweeter and more wonderful he'll become. And it's like traveling down the highway, and yonder in the distance is a mountain. But it looks far away and small, but the closer you get to it, the bigger it is. And when you get right up to it, all you can see is the mountain. And that's the way it is with this wonderful, lovely man of Galilee. When you get up close to him, you can't see anything else but him. And I pray that that's the desire of everyone here today, that you'll get so close to him, you won't see anybody else. You won't see the world round about you. You'll forget about it. Because he will become so big and so wonderful and so satisfying and such fulfillment that nothing else will matter. He's all that you need. He should be your entertainment. He should be our entertainment. He should be our comfort, our peace, our joy, our hope, our faith. Let him become everything. And that's victory. That's victory. When you get and I get to the place where I don't want anything else but Jesus, that's victory. That's victory. And somehow things begin to fall into place when I get there. He has no problems. He just has all the answers. And when you get so consumed and overtaken, as it were, and overwhelmed with him, things began to fall into place. He's your answer this morning. Oh, I better start now. What I thought I had to say, maybe I didn't have it to say. Maybe I should just go on like I am right now. But I do want to read to start. St. Luke 2:11, a verse or two there. I don't read much scripture. Well, I'll read the context before. Start in verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were very much afraid. But the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, or cloths, lying in a manger." Then suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." But the text, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." Poor, miserable man, he needs help. And he had reached such a deplorable depth that there's nobody that could save him. And in this condition, somebody cared. And somebody looked down with mercy and love and said, "I'm going to do something about it because there is no hope." And in the midst of all this darkness and misery and suffering, disease, demon-infested world, there came a shaft of light right from heaven. And there was born in the little town of Bethlehem that lovely night when the bright stars shone above, God's little bundle of love, and he come to do what we couldn't do. He come to help those that couldn't help themselves. And the angel brought the sweetest message that this world has ever heard. I bring you good tidings of great joy. And it's not only for the Jews, but to all people. That unto you is born this night a Savior, one who can save you. Save you from your sins. That's the greatest act of all. Then save you from your sickness. Save you from your misery, your loneliness, your heartache. And the message that he himself brought in St. Luke 4. And it reads like this. Let's read it. 4:18. And he says of himself, but he read it out of the book of Isaiah. But it was a prophecy concerning himself. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, gave it again to the minister, and sat down. Eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. The long night was over. 4,000 years, as far as we know, had passed. Think of all the bloodshed, the heartache, the suffering, the torture that had come and gone. The prophets of old, getting a little light looking in the future, said, there's going to come a deliverer. There's going to come help. There's going to come somebody that's going to be able to straighten things out and help poor, lost, suffering, staggering humanity. On this wonderful day, back home, Nazareth, he walked into that synagogue, and all those prophecies, all the seers of old had seen. Here he stood, and he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Here I am at last. And every eye was fastened upon him. Wouldn't it have been wonderful to sat there and look at him? Unto you is born this day a Savior, one who can save. And he said, I've come to set the captive free and to open the prison house. That makes me feel good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To see that iron gate open, see the angel swing it aside and shout, you're free. I had a missionary in my home one time. He was a missionary that was in mission. He was doing mission work in the Philippines and was taken prisoner by the Japanese, and was placed there in one of the old prisons. And there they were kept until finally they made some kind of deal with the Japanese as the Americans were coming in. And they made a deal that we will let all you officers and you Japanese that's here in this prison go out scot-free if you will let the prisoners remain as they are. For the Japanese said, you sleep down on us, we're going to put the sword to every one of these captives here. The deal was made. The Japanese passed out, went on their way. And after they were gone for an hour or so, said, we inside the walls couldn't see, but we began to hear rumblings, sound motors. We didn't know what was happening. We had no knowledge. But suddenly, there came around the bend of the road an all-American tank. Others following. and a big old Texas sergeant standing up, looking out the hatch, rolled up to the gate and shouted out, "Is there anybody here that wants to go home?" Emaciated, half-starved, staggering, little children hanging to their mothers and others helping others. The gates were open. He said, "Brother Williams, that's the most wonderful moment of all my life. I can't tell you. Everybody was crying, tears running. Some, if we could shout, we were shouting." He said, "We fell on each other's neck. Oh, what a moment. The gates were open and we were set free." And lovingly, those soldiers went and gathered us up and helped us on those old tanks, and we started home. Oh, he said, "What a moment." He looked at his wife and said, "Mama, we're going home." One day, somebody came and opened the prison house for us and said, "Come on home. Come on out. You've been here long enough." And his name is Jesus. Can't you see the love light in his eyes? Can't you feel that tenderness about him? Look at him. Isn't he wonderful to look at? No wonder every eye was fastened upon him as he stood there that day in that synagogue. Or as he sat down there and every eye was fastened upon him. I pray this morning that every eye will be fastened upon him, because he is your only hope and my only hope. He is the one that can open the prison house, and he can set you free of your old suffering cancer this morning, or your diabetes, or arthritis. That's a devilish thing. I hate it this morning. He can set you free. Oh, praise God, there's somebody that's bigger than your problem this morning. There's somebody that's bigger than all the problems of the world. And his name is Jesus Christ. He is the deliverer. He said he was, as the prophet said he was. And he confirmed it. He said, "I am the deliverer." Don't you doubt it this morning. Brother Glenn has said this over and over to me again and again, as well as Sister Irma. We want to build a place of deliverance where God's people can come and be delivered. Praise God. And I still feel he means that today. This is to be a place of deliverance. So let's preach deliverance. Let's lift up the deliverer. Let's leave the other things alone and let's lift up the one that can deliver us this morning. Let our eyes be fastened upon him. Let your faith go in him, because he is the only answer. But he has the power to do it. Thank God. And he's opened that prison house and he's opened the gate. And he's calling for you to come on out and put your faith in him and step outside. You are free if you will accept it this morning, if you believe that this morning. First of all, he came to deliver us, to open the prison house of sin. And that stinking, filthy thing is still hanging on to a lot of us. But he comes to set us free and deliver us from sin and the power of it. And right here is the power that Satan holds over God's people. I found out this: if I can get every sin confessed and brought to God, the devil is defeated right then. And it doesn't make any difference how big he is or how many he's got helping him. They'll come off squealing and howling. Praise God, they'll set you free. Thank God. If we will confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. He'll wash you and make you clean. Oh, don't be afraid to confess your sin. Humble yourself before God. Spend long hours alone with him. Get away from everybody. And just get alone, just you and him. Let your hair go down. Take off your shoes. He's just common. Oh, I don't want to bring him down like that. But listen, you can be comfortable in the presence of Jesus. The ground is all level around the cross. And he loves us with a love this morning that we can't understand. Just come to Jesus. Pour out your heart. Tell him to search, purify, cleanse. Get out sin so the devil won't have anything to hold on to you. Anywhere. Don't be afraid to confess it this morning. See, I don't know what to confess. I'm sure you're telling me the truth in most cases. But here's the beautiful part of the story. As I wait at his feet, thank God, by his Holy Spirit, he's able to put his finger on and reveal to you and show you the things that Satan is holding on to and defying you. You cannot. I fought with these devils for hours at a time, determined, gritting my teeth, you're going to leave me. And he'd laugh right back in my face. Oh, I've been there. Determined. The Holy Spirit revealed them to me. And I would struggle and fight. Finally wear myself out. Have to give up. Another defeat. But as I waited there at the feet of the Master, finally it began to come through to me. The reason he's holding on, son, is because if there's some sin there of that particular nature, that particular spirit, that you haven't thoroughly confessed to me. And if you will do that, I will cleanse you and purify you, and then I will give you the authority over him, and he'll have to obey you. But until then, he has the authority over you, though you are a Christian. Though you belong to me, there are certain areas there that he holds on to. And he has the authority over you because you've given him that authority through obedience to him, through his deceitfulness. He'll get it any way he can. Don't think he won't. He'll get it. But if he does have it, if you'll just confess it to me, son, oh, my blood will wash it away. I'm the deliverer. And he'll cleanse and he'll purify. And then I will automatically impart to you the authority over him. Oh, that's simple, Lord. I wonder why I didn't know that all the time. And the Word of God is plain as can be. And yet we wonder, we wonder, we wonder. Then I said, Lord, I bring all of this sin I've committed since I was born. I bundle it all up and I bring it to you and confess it to you. Cleanse me of it. Purify. Take it all out. And he began to work to take it out. Finally, he said, son, that's all of it. I said, how many of these are? He said, there's only 22 of them. Well, Lord, that's, as we used to say, down, way down deep south. That's scary, Lord. Yes, but he said, remember that I'm bigger. Just look at me. Look at my word. Have faith in it. Okay. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command all of you to leave. And he said, now bind them while you do that. And I said, in the name of Jesus. And he said, it's done. And then they one by one, one by one. So they were all gone. Well, what, Lord, that's wonderful. That's just a little secret this morning we want you to learn. If you confess your sin, whatever it is, that particular kind of spirit, well, have to turn you loose when you command him to do so. But as long as he holds anything there, you're beating the air. But I'm talking to you personally this morning. You won't always have a deliverance minister around. Some others that are living close enough to God to have that authority to deliver you. You're going to have to do a lot of this yourself. Don't forget that after a while, this is a one-way street. It's up to you and the Lord Jesus. You better learn how to do it. Thank God so you can deliver yourself and deliver your family. Hold that household for Jesus Christ. Christ will walk by your side, but he wants us to learn. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We don't know how to fight these things. We go here and we go there and we'll send checks here and send checks there. Please pray for me. Maybe things change, maybe they don't. But right in your hand and in your bosom this morning, there's the deliverer and there's the key. Thank God he's come to open the prison house and set you free. Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have faith in him this morning. Trust him. Oh, yes, he came not only to save us from the weight of sin, but everything that has befallen us. You should be perfect this morning. I'm not perfect. No one else is perfect. But what's the matter with the Word of God, then? It sounds like we're in most cases, excusing ourselves. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says this. Dearly beloved, having these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You know, I just got a feeling that the Word of God is true, regardless of how you and I want to interpret it or how we want to line up with it. I believe that God's Word is true. And I believe that Jesus meant when he said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Why did he say it if it was impossible? I know and you know that he was talking about any kind of sin in our life. Perfecting holiness. Perfecting holiness. We'll not have a body and will not be beyond faults, perhaps, and weaknesses here and there in our bodies until we get a new body. But one thing we can do is so yield and give ourselves to him until he can so cleanse us and purify us until we can be perfect in that realm. And it's there where the devil will have to stand at a distance and let you alone. He might try it, but all you got to do is raise up the banner against him in the name. Your power and your authority is in that name, the name of Jesus. Watch him quail before it. Watch him back and say, in the name of Jesus, I bind you or I curse you. There are some of these spirits that I found that you have to bind and others you have to curse. They come from different realms, and one works one way for this group and the other for that group. But just to be sure you're doing it right, just say, all of you in the name of Jesus, I bind you, and all of you in the name of Jesus, I curse all of you, and then you got the whole business. Yeah, you just got the job done. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. You know, it must have been wonderful. You mind if I take off my coat? It's kind of getting warm up here. It must have been wonderful to have the privilege just to gather. They came from all over the country just to see him, just to look at him and to watch him work. Why? Because somebody said, there's hope over there. There's a man over there that can help you. Somebody can do something about your need. And so, Mama, do you feel like you can make it? Well, son, I don't know. Well, I tell you, we'll get the donkey and we'll just make it as comfortable as you can. I'll put you on the donkey and I'll lead it. Well, here's another member of the family. They didn't have a donkey, so they made something like a litter to carry them on. One got in front, and here they carry their sick. Here was a chain around a demented individual. And now, Jenny, you lead Grandpa because he's blind. And you guide his footsteps. And where are you going? We're going to a man named Jesus. What a procession. And as they, over the brow of the hill, they saw some other folks coming. Oh, where are you all going? We're going to see a man named Jesus. What did you hear about him? I heard he opens the eyes of the blind. And I heard also, you see me crippling along here with this old makeshift stick I've got. I hear he straightened out crooked limbs. And here's an old grandma bent over almost with her chin on her knees. I heard that he makes people straight. And here, my heart is so weak that I may not be able to make the brow of the hill. Well, Uncle Tom comes along and said, I'll carry you. And so with a motley crowd of all kinds of needs, making their way toward a man. God's love gift to the world. A Savior. And when they got there, There was no rebuke or scolding. There was not a condescending attitude, I'm superior to you. There was nothing but just pure, tender compassion going out to the multitudes. And they brought in the 15th chapter of Matthew, and they brought all the halt, the maimed, the blind, the crooked. They demanded whatnot. And they just, it says here in the King James, and they threw them down at his feet and said, Lord, we can't help them. The physicians can't help them. They're no good to themselves. They're no good to the community. They're no good to the family. Lord, just look at them. They're a miserable lot. And they're a burden to themselves, a burden to the home, and a burden to the community. Lord, if you can do anything, do something. And can't you just see him with that beautiful smile on his face, light up? Oh, what an hour. And all through the day, he was moving amongst them, and healing them, and restoring them. I watched the light and smile on old Brother Wigglesworth's face. When he started to pray for the sick, a beautiful smile in his face and skin would glow. And that love, light, and compassion in his eyes, I could see Jesus there. Can't you see him, Grandma, reaching up her hand, oh, right over this way, as you passed by, touched her fingers, and all at once her limbs began to straighten out, and she'd come up. Praise God. Here's a blind man sitting there. He doesn't know where to look. He doesn't know. Jesus comes by, touches his eyes. New eyeballs comes into... Oh, I can see. And on to the day like that, moving amongst the people, loving him, touching him, healing him, restoring him, saving them from themselves and their miserable condition, lifting them into a plane and a position of joy, happiness, and victory. Oh, what an hour, what days that must have been when the crowds gathered around him. You know something? I have good news. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In 5 minutes from now, Jesus himself will come walking in at that door and walk down this aisle. 5 minutes from now. Maybe you never heard anybody say that, but I know. He has just told me in 5 minutes he'll be here. He's gone away, but he's ever so near. And if you touch him today as he passes by, thank God, whatever you need, it'll be met. He's big enough to do it. And the beautiful part about it, you don't have to beg him to do it. You just believe him to do it. That's all he asks. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. If he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Just get little enough, humble enough. Don't plead, don't beg him. Just by faith touch the hem of his garment like the woman of old, and it shall be yours. This is a place of deliverance. The deliverer is working here right now. We're facing a crisis in our country, in our nation. With this resurge of interest and faith in the supernatural all over the land, Satan also is taking advantage of that and trying to offer a substitute. And he's working in all kinds of religions and cults. He is trying to substitute, and it comes under many guises. Witchcraft is growing so fast It's advertised in all of our magazines, our newspapers, radio. The television is full of it every day if you want to see it. Preparing, laying the groundwork for your and my deception if they can get it through. And they're succeeding in many. And I find when I start to pray for many, many, many people, I look at them. They've got curses on them. They've got spells on them. They've got hexes on them. They're under bondages to the devil. And they don't know how to get them broke. And you'll go to this man of faith that prays for the sick. You're prayed for. Healing power goes through. But in a week or before you leave the building, there's the pain back again. What's back of it? What's back of it? There's something that's not being seen. There's something that's not being dealt with today. And that's curses and spells and hexes and bondages that the devil is putting on people. We've got a new dimension to break through, to see and to understand these things and know how to deal with them and release God's people from these devilish, hellish things that'll tear you to pieces and wreck you. Then stand on top of your old wrecked body and shout, I won, I won, I won. But Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He come to destroy the destroyer. He come to set us free, open the prison house. Thank God forever. Have faith in him. The man I'm talking about now is entering just past through the door. He's coming. You that are sitting next to the aisle, why don't you reach out your hand as he passes by? He's coming down the center aisle right now. Touch this man of Galilee with a seamless robe. He's passing through and touching your hands now. He's coming on down, and here he stands before me now. This man, Jesus, with the long, lovely hair, eyes that dance with pure love, a Savior who has come, to do something for us that we can't do ourselves. Physician, hospitals do what they can, but the x-ray doesn't show these things that are hidden. They do the best they can. Thank God for hospitals. Thank God for all these facilities. A number of us wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for them, and surgery, so on. But listen, we've got something better. Oh, we've got the man. Praise God. With the scars on his back, by whose stripes you were healed. By whose stripes you were healed. Say it with me. By whose stripes ye were healed. I come to break the yoke. I come to break the yoke. I come to set you free. I've opened the prison house. By faith, walk out. Take what's yours. Declare it. Say it. Take a hold of my hand. Let him do it. Brother Glenn said I could do what I wanted to do. My time is almost gone, and I just feel like I just got started here. But I would like to pray this morning. As I look out over this audience that's right here now, there's 18 people in this audience that have heavy curses upon you. And you'll never get victory. You can only get partial help as long as those curses are there, and they're put there by the devil. Don't get misunderstood. The devil puts these curses on you. And he does it through people, through their wills, magic, one way or another. There's only one way to get deliverance, and that's through the name of Jesus. Thank God he can break it. There's many, many of you here this morning that have bondages. I haven't got time to explain all of these things to you. And nearly half of you are under some kind of a spell from Satan. Praise God. Bless you, Mother. I'm going to pray for all the people right now. If you'll just be seated in here for a minute. There's only about three, as far as I see right here now, that have hexes on you. But the rest, all these curses, that's what I hate. Some of these bondages are so terrific. And we were watching here, night before last, I guess, at the loss, and we were praying for this brother here that had two bondages, two chains, one along here and one a little above her, above his waist here. Chains held on. And the night or two before a morning, we were praying for a little missionary lady that had been to Suriname, I believe it was. That devil infested just off of Devil's Island, South America. And there she had this bondage around her by some witch doctor had put it on there. And there was a real great, big like a hemp rope, rope that big around her waist. That rope was dragging, she was dragging that rope wherever she went. Connected all the way back to that witch doctor in Suriname. She was a lifeline, holding it, bonding her, binding her, afflicted. Everything, top of her head to the soles of her feet. But Jesus, the great liberator, broke that rope. And I saw it fall off and then healed her. Everything she needed, as far as I know, many things. Thyroid, her stomach, her spine was all twisted, the head off the center, and her liver and her gallbladder, and you name it, on down the way. Everything, she needed everything. And I was looking at her yesterday in a smiling, beautiful face. Jesus had set her free. Jesus had met the need. Praise God this morning. Will you stand with me when we're going to pray? This man, Jesus, is going to meet your need. Raise your hands to him. Jesus, every one of these people this morning that's bound by these curses, right now I bundle them up and bring them all to you. And in that mighty name, the name of Jesus, I release them. Praise him now. Praise him while he does the work. I release them. Name of Jesus. I release them. In the name of Jesus, every one of them. In the name of Jesus. In that mighty name. Hold on. Let him do it. He's doing it right now. He is doing it. I'm watching them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Hold steady. Believe, believe. Praise him. Praise him with all your heart. Praise him. He's doing it. He's doing it. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Hold on a little longer. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. One more and it'll soon be gone. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, oh, in the name. And it is done. Now let's bind them and get put them out of business forever. When they're bound, they cannot enter anybody, do anything more. They're from that moment on utterly helpless. Every one of you that have enjoyed holding this power of a curse upon God's people, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind them. Come, hallelujah. Leave the people now. Come on. Leave the people now. Command you to leave the building. Leave the building. Amen. Come on, everyone, join with me. Command them to go. In Jesus' name. Command you to go. Command you to go. Oh, thank God they're going. Thank God they're going. Oh, they're going. Oh, they're going. Hallelujah. 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 They're going. Oh. Hallelujah. Hold on a little longer. Come on, command them to go. In my name of Jesus. Thank God, there's the last one. The last one of them left right then. Thank God. See,
in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus only, in the name of Jesus, we're more than a match. Or any amount of them or any kind. In the name of Jesus we are. No other ground, but in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every one of them's gone. Praise the Lord. Now let's release you from these spells. Now they're not near as powerful as these curses or bondages. Release you from these spells. There's nearly half of you here that's under some kind of a spell. And that's done so easily by another. We don't understand it. We know so little about these things. If we have another chance to speak to you, I don't know whether we will. But if we do, we'd like to possibly go into some of this and explain it a little more to you so you'll have a better grasp of it. What can you do in 45 minutes? You can't do very much. I've been speaking about 45 minutes. You can't do very much. Okay. You ready? Get your faith on him. Now look at him. I saw him working around among the audience. He left from here. He's working around back there, working around among you this morning. Come on, lift your hands now. Every one of these people, Lord, that are under some kind of a spell this morning, I release every one of them now. Through the name of Jesus. Praise him now. Everybody praise. Praise, 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 praise. Praise the Lord. 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 Keep on praising him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, part of these spirits that was used by Satan to hold this spell over you, part of them we'll have to bind and the others we'll have to curse. So we'll take the binding first and then we'll go to the next group. All of you spirits that can be bound, in the name of Jesus. And every one of you now, we can curse you. In the name of Jesus, curse you. Holy to God. Praise the Lord. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Rejoice, people. Praise him. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Glory, glory, glory. Praise him. Praise the Lord. 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 Praise God.
Let's hold steady now. Come on. Praise God now. Praise you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Hey, now, that's it. That's all of them.
Now, let's command all of them, both types. Let's command them all now to leave.
That's it now. Then we'll have deliverance from them. Everybody now, in the name of Jesus, I command all of you to leave.
Hands are free.
You know something? Feel that he loves you. Take a lot to convince me otherwise. I believe he loves his people. Many of you people who come, you're hungry. You're searching, you're looking for knowledge and understanding. You're coming for healing. You carry these troubles and your back aches and heart aches as well. I can't let you go from here. Can you remain standing for just a minute more? I know you're getting tired. I don't want to impose on you. But I would like to ask God to heal broken hearts this morning. I see a number of them out there. This is a very real work of the Holy Spirit. He will do it. Lord, you see these precious broken hearts. Many things have happened. You'll break their hearts. I ask you this morning to heal. Look right at him. Let him do this work within you. Give me this answer. I thank you for it, Lord. Amen. You're doing it now. Thank you for healing broken hearts. Thank you for Jesus. Oh, cup. Thank you for healing broken hearts, Lord. Thank you for healing broken hearts. Oh, thank God. There you did it. You feel that release then when it was finished? Praise God. Put your arms around somebody and bless heaven that you've got a Savior. You've got a sister and you've got a brother. Brother Glenn.
Praise you. Thank you, Brother Williams. Some of you may, a lot of you are probably saying, I've never heard or seen anything like that before. Well, I've known Brother Williams for many years. He's lived with us for many months at a time. And I have faith and belief in the words of Brother Williams, because I've seen the results and the knowledge that the Lord has given him. Brother Williams can see the demonic world and just see the world out there. It's all the same. It's both demonic and the world of the Lord. They're both the same there. But they live together. The angels and the demons are out there together. And the angels only do or work what authority we give them to do. But I've seen Jesus in this building many times myself.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.